Looking for work? Better pay? Better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Can Big Rig give me Chris Livingston's top three strengths as a player since he's so familiar?
Yeah.
And James Strebel.
He's good with, he's good on defense. He's a multi position. He can guard multiple positions on defense. He's actually, he runs the court very well. He's a dynamic scorer with the ball in his hands.
That's all you need.
Yeah,
you
I mean, I told you three things.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, 4 o'clock hour, hanging out with you on The Take, Liquor Bar and Studios. Reminder, 4 o'clock hour presented by RGB Home Theaters. You can find them online today, rgbhometheaters.com. Red, green, blue, get that free estimate. Check out their most recent work, personalized, top-notch service, rgbhometheaters.com. If you have a new build, a remodel right now, have them help you get that stuff wired. It's absolutely the way to go. Anything from a small job, you need one or two new TVs, you need them hung to a full home theater system, anything in between your viewing experience, that sound experience with the Dolby Atmos, they got you covered today, rgbhometheaters.com. You okay over there?
Sounds good, yeah. Okay. I'm ready to roll.
I thought you just moaned into the mic.
Oh, sounded. No. I don't think I did. If I did, it was inadvertent. I wasn't doing
it
on purpose.
I just pulled the J.J. Reddick, James. Have you, there, the, Ken, same
oh,
thing
Kendrick
happened.
Perkins, yeah.
Kendrick Perkins goes,
him and Stephen A's ear. No, if I make that sound, I apologize. I didn't realize I did.
All right, so I have been watching Mingyon versus this IU assistant, and the entire break in Peepaw, Mitch Barnhart in shorts,
yeah,
five different shades of blue, bless him, but the shirt definitely buttoned all the way to the top.
Absolutely.
Mitch Barnhart surveying, making being a tough guy.
He was being a tough guy. He squared up a little bit. A little bit of a square up.
Here's the way we said it. Okay. Here's my analogy. Ready for this?
Yeah.
Here we go. My analogy is Meet the Fockers.
Right. I've seen it multiple times.
Hang on. James, have you seen Meet the Fockers? I got this as a no.
Yes, I've seen this one.
Okay. Oh, okay. Wow. There we go. Surprise.
I am
all right.
Surprised.
Yes.
So her family goes to Ben Stiller's family. Everyone, yes. Know, I'm not going to explain the story.
Yeah, Dustin Hoffman, Barbara Streisand. They were his parents.
Streisand's character shows ways that what's De Niro's character's name? It's killing
Jack.
Me. Jack.
Yeah.
That she could tempt De Niro's character, Jack.
Yes, because he's like a sex therapist.
Yes. Yeah. To show her sexual attention. I mean, there's really no other way, okay?
Yeah.
To
arouse him.
Did you do that on purpose?
No, I didn't. I was trying to help you, kind of set it up, Like, that's what she's trying to get him, feeling that way,
Yeah, yes.
Hot
okay.
And bothered. Yeah.
Yes. And so one of the things that Stiller's mom, Streisand, says is to touch Jack's ears.
Oh, yes. Yeah, she's trying to teach his wife, to get him going.
And, like, is this the reverse of that?
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Like, Mitch Barnhart going on the field.
Flexing.
And flexing at multiple IU baseball assistant coaches.
Yeah.
Is touching of the ears.
Is that what it that, is? Is that what's getting him going?
I'm
is that
saying,
revving his engine?
I'm saying it's revving someone else's engine.
Oh, mother's engine. Oh, now I made the connection.
It's like a reverse.
Oh, yeah. How do you get mother going?
I'm saying that.
I like that.
You better. I'm saying.
Yes.
Nobody had a better weekend than Mitch Barnhart.
I'm with you.
Cal stinking it up.
Yep.
It's perfect.
Stoops got some 4-star wide receivers visiting today.
Vince Merrill's safe and secure at Ruby's for the night.
Yeah, Bowley's at Kentucky throwing the pigskin around.
Oh, that arm's so small. I love it.
He was
that
launching
can,
it.
That dude can launch in his
he
arm.
He was. He's launching
his
it.
His arm is so tiny.
Don't worry. The strength and conditioning will fix that. Yeah. You'll get those dumbbells.
I just
mother saw that and was turned on. Listen,
thank you.
Yeah,
yes,
she saw
thank
that.
You, Captain Subtlety.
Yeah, she was
on that.
She was standing in that suite. She saw her man. She saw father out there, and he bulked up a little bit.
He did.
He squared up a little bit.
He squared up. He showed authority.
He showed authority.
He showed authority. That's what women love.
She said, oh, my.
She said, oh, my.
Oh, my. He got back to that suite. She's like, we're skipping Cracker Barrel. We're just going home. He knew.
Texas says he did know. Texas, why is Barnhart on the field anyway?
It's his damn stadium. He raised that money. He can go anywhere he wants. He's the AD.
I'm kind of with that guy. That's a fair question. Now, this is where I'll back Jurich. Jurich would have been up sweet. That's what I need.
Jurich would have been
fighting.
That's
what I mean, Barnhart wasn't down there the other day.
He wasn't down there on Monday. He wasn't there last night.
I wonder if he was told back up.
Maybe so. Or maybe he said, you know what? I get so mad.
I get too involved. Mother had to settle me down. You're right.
Remove myself from the situation. I'll stay in the suite. No, Tom Jurich loved to fight. Tom Jurich would have jumped on that opportunity.
Well, no, he loves to get other people to fight.
Okay, yeah. Well, I just know his nature is.
It's like a president sending the army to war. He's not going to war.
He's in an office.
He's in a mansion.
You send Ramjan to go to war. Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm not fighting in Ukraine. You are.
Texas says Barnhart got a teardrop tattoo on Monday.
That would be fantastic. What if he showed up with, like, a sleeveless shirt on, like, the next time you see him, some jean shorts?
Texas says they slept in the same bed that night. The reason that's funny is because if you've ever seen I Love Lucy, that's how everyone imagines it.
Exactly. She has her bed. It's a twin bed. He has his twin bed.
And everything's fine.
That's how they did in the 50s.
People be happy.
Yeah, that's what Mitch does. They have separate beds.
There we go. I'm not going to read that one.
I got an Amish joke, but I'm gonna leave it alone.
I love this one. Texas says Kentucky Proud Park is state funded. Barnhart did little. Bevin did the most.
Bevin? Wasn't this thing built post Bevin? Wasn't this built during the Bashir governorship? I think Bevin was gone.
I don't know if Bashir's taking credit for that.
No, he's not taking. I'm just saying, don't give credit to Bevin. He's the last person you want to give credit to.
Well, hey, if he did something, I mean,
he may have.
Fine.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he did. Maybe Bevin was the one that signed the paper.
Most likely, he probably did not. Knowing him.
Sure.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Here's also that Calipari sound.
And the boys. Oh. Unbelievable. You got your together and you believed. You believed in each other. You believed in your coaching staff. Nick, coach of the year. A team on a run. But you're not finished yet. No, you're at Kentucky. Regular season's fine. We're doing this. We'll figure out a way. We'll find a way. We'll be down. We'll be up. It's never over. We're bringing it. We're going to the Big Lady Sings so we can smoke a cigar. I want to come to the World Series. That's what I want to do. Keep doing it, boys.
That makes me sad, Andy. I'm laughing, but I'm sad.
I want to come to the World Series.
That's not him anymore.
Well, that's 2017.
Yeah. I want to come to the World Series.
That's what he used to be. Now he's.
It was like, I remember, God bless him, Mike Pratt's like, I don't think he was intoxicated. I'm like, Mike,
he was.
I'm like, Mike, he had to be.
He couldn't speak. He was slurring his word. He almost said the S word on TV.
He was having wine with, oh, goodness, I lost the joke. Ah, the Barry, New York guy, Slice Rorson.
Oh, Barry. Yeah, Slice.
Barry. Slice Rorson.
That was technically his name. His name is Barry.
Was it Barry?
Yeah,
is
Barry.
That
no,
his
it's his name, Barry Slice Rorson. Yes, his name was Barry. He's still up in New York doing something. I don't know what he's doing.
That's yes. Slice Rorson, what's he been doing for 40 years? He's in New York doing something.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's doing, but
either.
He's doing something.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the answer. Yeah. People didn't even know.
I have no idea.
He was just spackling in the dead air because he had nothing on Slice Rorson because he was here for like 9 months and didn't do anything.
Didn't do anything.
And
no.
I have nothing on Slice Rorson other than we all think he's badass.
Yeah, that he's got a great name.
But nobody has any idea. I can't remember. I remember that his name was Barry.
Yeah, I was surprised at that.
I'm stunned by that.
That's a great
I
want
to come to the World Series.
Was that like the last time? I think it was the last time Cal was intoxicated was then. I would bet on that because he's not a drinking man. I bet this is the last time he's in Florida having some drinks, and then that was it. That was the last time.
We also have sound today, 437-9680. Diener and Blank argued about traffic today.
Oh, I like that.
That was, you know, that's just Blank and Baker knowing everything. I don't. You know,
that was another know-it-all Blank and Baker segment.
Yeah. He became an engineer.
Oh, an engineer, a traffic consultant.
Yes,
an engineer.
Did. A traffic consultant.
How do we make roads better?
Yeah.
I might be with Blank on some of that. I haven't heard any of it yet, but it's all terrible. You can't go anywhere right now. You can't go anywhere in the city.
Texas says Cal started out like Dom and has transitioned into Boone's Farm.
Boone's Farm. I've had some Boone's Farm moments, that's for sure.
Texas says Barnhart got advice from Mike Pence. On what the
the button? Maybe. I don't know.
What are we talking about? How to deal with baseball coaches?
I don't, because Mike Pence and Mitch Barnhart have very similar personalities.
They have
similar men. I
feel like that's, yeah, I feel like that's true. I think Barnhart has, now, see, here's where, Barnhart has personality. I'm not sure.
Mike Pence does.
Yeah. People that think that, hey, some of our leaders and politicians are robots or reptiles.
He'd
like,
be one.
Like, he would be on that list. We've talked about Biden on this show. I feel like Pence would be somewhere there.
He has zero. Now, do you think that Mitch Barnhart will go to, like, dinner where there's other women that aren't his wife without his wife?
No, see, I think he's
Pence
fine
won't.
With that.
I think he is, too.
I think that's next-level weirdo stuff.
Yeah, he goes to, like dinner events and stuff, like fundraisers and stuff.
You go to dinner with other women who aren't your wife all the time.
Not all the time.
Right, James?
Yeah.
He does it all the time. He does it all the time. I don't know if it's Connor that's there.
No.
I don't know if it's Connor or Connor.
Chase.
There's a joke. Is it Chase?
Chase the face.
This is not the first time.
It's Will now. I didn't. Oh, it's Will now. Thank you.
Will. Hey, Will.
Hey, Will.
Hey, Will.
Hey, Will.
He's doing the last 2 hours.
What's that?
He's doing he's producing the last 2 hours of the show. Will is. So.
Did you meet all the interns?
No, just Chase.
Okay.
Will wasn't there yesterday. I met Chase for talked to him for a little bit.
You had a conversation?
Did have a conversation with Chase. Yep. They said, hey, what's up? And, you know, jabbed a few back and forth, and that was it.
Texas says, can we get an update on the whistleblower UFO interview? Well, you guys did this yesterday, right?
Yes.
So maybe we do this later on,
later on. Yeah, we do it tomorrow. We can do it weird Wednesday and cover all the bases tomorrow.
It's something I need to watch.
A lot's happened.
Is it something I need to watch?
Yes.
Is it BS?
No, it's not BS.
Okay.
He gave stuff to Congress and he went under oath.
Okay, but like, do we know what the stuff is?
Yeah, he gave classified information that has proof that we have like whole crafts.
Oh, yeah, of course
we have partial
do.
Crafts, and then we have bodies, like alien
of
bodies.
Of course we do.
Yeah, so no, it's one of these things where
think you could bury an alien?
If it could I bury one?
No, could you marry one?
Marry one?
Because, I mean, there's the thought that some of these beings look very human, except
just a
few altered kind of features.
Like
but
their
they look,
eyes.
Yes,
or,
but, they look,
yeah.
but they look very human.
Yeah, there's one supposed alien group that's like they're very attractive. Like they're very attractive looking.
Really? That we would find them attractive?
Yes, they're like very tall and very attractive.
Nice.
Yeah, so they are out there. So I don't know. I guess it would depend on the alien. There's a movie.
The alien looks like Kate Upton. Is that a musty reference?
Kate Upton?
It's a little bit of a musty reference.
Not really. She's just not in the public eye as much as she used to be. She's just married to Justin Verlander and shows up to games every once
Texas
in a while.
Texas says that cow sound never gets old and he sounds drunker every time I hear it. He threw up every sports cliche he could think of.
Oh, smoking cigars.
In about 90 seconds.
Yeah, absolutely he did. We're not
And the boys. Unbelievable. You got your together and you believed. You believed in each other. You believed in your coaching staff. Nick, coach of the year. A team on a run. But you're not finished yet. No, you're at Kentucky. Regular season's fine. We're doing this. We'll figure out a way. We'll find a way. We'll be down. We'll be up. It's never over. We're bringing it. We're going to the Big Lady Sings so we can smoke a cigar. I want to come to the World Series. That's what I want to do. Keep doing it, boys.
The World Series.
The reason I think he may have been intoxicated or very, very sleepy is you just would have done another take.
Yeah.
That's 38 seconds.
Yeah, no, that.
He just would have cut it down. He would have nailed it the second time. It's 35 seconds, and it's done.
Yeah.
They didn't even take an extra 35 seconds and say, hey, you sound a little, hey, maybe it's a little, I don't know.
They just moved on.
Yeah. He moved on.
They moved on from that.
He moved on.
He did almost say the S word at the beginning.
Well, my favorite part was right here.
You got your together and.
That's it. That's the best part.
Together. It's like, yes, he had a few Mai Tais or whatever he was drinking. I don't know.
I'm not reading that one. I'm not going to read that one either. Oh, anyway, 4379680. Blank, I don't know if you're listening. Here's the blank thing.
Now what blank? Okay.
Well, and I even got to look up what it was. Hang on.
Uh-oh.
No, it's not a big deal.
Oh, okay.
They have cast HVL aside.
Oh, completely?
I mean, she won some gold medals.
She did, yeah. She's talking about how she was like proud to play for Team USA and all this. And they there was nothing.
Have you seen anyone? Have you seen Biscuit?
No.
Have you seen Banta?
No.
Have you seen Biscuit? Have you seen Blank?
No, I haven't.
Triple B, have you seen any of them? I'm asking.
I just saw Biscuit in person yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
He didn't say a word.
He's a mountain of a man.
He is a mountain of a man. He had an Oakland A's shirt on.
Oh, no. We get it. You traveled.
He didn't talk about HBL. He didn't say a word about her.
Like, she's won a gold medal.
She did. No congratulations. No way to go.
Team USA.
Yeah, she did. No,
I did. Something we care about more than, I mean, come on.
She played for her country.
Yes,
and
she did.
She won gold. I don't understand
why
UofL didn't release a statement thanking her.
Well, I mean,
why?
I'm not saying
her.
They had to do that. I'm saying she's a big part of the program. I'm saying I didn't. Well, not anymore. I'm fine with you. No, yeah. UofL basketball should not be doing that. Did Walls tweet anything?
No, that's what I'm saying. Nothing from Walls.
Oh, boy.
Nobody. It's like she doesn't exist anymore. Did Blank talk about it? And years, and all that. We love HVL. There's that little kid in the audience. Will you prom with me, HVL? Will you be my Valentine? That was so cute and so funny. And now nothing. Zero. Zip. Nada. Nothing. No, she wins her gold medal. They're not going to talk about it. Normally, Louisville fans are like, that's our gold medal now. They can add it to their trophy case because they had to add every single trophy, like anything that anyone wins outside the parameter of Louisville.
That's what you do to a trophy case.
No, I'm saying, like,
even if it's a third place, you put a third place in there.
What I'm saying is, like,
you do that in the Strieble household.
If they win something, okay, since she's like not, like, if, say she wins a gold medal. And she's still playing for UofL, right? Louisville fans want to take her gold medal that she won away from Louisville and attribute it to Louisville.
Listen, I agree with you, but I'm not asking anyone to do that. Yeah, yes, you're right doing what you're doing, but you're pulling a blank right now. I know that.
They don't care.
What I'm saying is, yeah, they're not. I mean, I don't have anything.
Nothing. No.
I don't have. Congrats.
No.
I mean, we're all American.
Nothing.
I thank Haley Van Lith.
Me too.
For what she did.
For her service.
She's an American.
Absolutely.
That would have been terrible had they gone and lost the the women's 3-on-3 FIBA championship.
Gold medal. I mean, if they lost it to New Zealand or Australia.
I would be able to show up to work today if that were to happen.
I think that's
what patriotism's about. But that's just me. That's just me, Biscuit.
Yeah, sorry. So, Blanket Baker, are you American or not?
Well, now
what are you?
Now we got to go back.
Russia?
Now we got to go back and see if they did tweet about it.
I didn't see anything.
Yeah, but I mean, come on.
You're
on the big deck all weekend.
Not all weekend, but I was there a little bit. But no,
at the ball field?
No, I was not. I was actually not at the ball field this weekend.
Where were you?
I was over.
You weren't at the big deck.
No,
you're not at
the
ball field.
I was later on.
You go.
I was at a concert. My uncle Mike played a little concert over here
Uncle
in the neighborhood.
Mike, that's right.
He jammed out.
There you go. I remember that.
So yeah, there's a beer tent there. There was a food truck there. No, we had a blast.
Did you get recognized?
No.
Hey, there's a no. You
no.
get recognized?
No.
I don't like that.
I say pretty low
you're
profile.
You're in Southern Indiana?
Yeah, I say low profile.
You're in Cobblers, aren't you?
Cobblers Corner.
Yeah, Crossing.
Cobblers Crossing. That's what it is.
Yeah,
I was at Cobblers
I don't like that.
Why? It's five minutes from my house.
No, I don't like that you're not noticed.
Oh, that I'm not noticed. Oh, okay.
You should have been front and center.
I was just enjoying the time. And my Uncle Mike came and said what's up to everybody. It was a nice time. We did go to Cluckers after.
I'm 2 days in now, going to day three, nothing from Biscuit.
I told you. He's done with her. He's done with her. He's not a military man. He's not a patriot. Can't say congratulations to HPL. Thanks for the gold, USA, all the way. Yeah, nothing. Nothing from him.
I'm bothered by this. I legit might
Banta,
be bothered
nothing
by
nothing about her from her
no,
either.
I don't know. You don't follow her.
I do.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do. I follow Christy Banta. We follow each other.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And on Instagram.
There you go.
Yeah. No, we
you haven't posted anything on IG in a while.
I did today. Yeah,
so Chrissy apparently also I'm looking at people's timelines. James, did you have any idea how much did you know about the corporate games?
Oh, yes.
That were played over the –
Nothing from Banta, by the way. I'm looking
so
at
you didn't
right
know
now.
Very much about it? I mean, I was out of town. Otherwise, I maybe would have been there. But we had Nick Valvano and we had Mark Lieberman.
Yep.
And we had Big Blue Drew and his daughter, right?
Yep.
She's like – senior in high school, something
she's
like that?
Like, yeah, 17.
She's like in high school, something like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Phil Baker was there. Avery was there.
Oh, Avery was there?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
She sprained her ankle playing soccer, she told me.
I had no idea.
Yeah. They actually had a pretty good crew out there.
So did we win or did we lose?
I was asking Avery about this yesterday. We were kind of like doing a little pre-show meeting. We're sitting there, you know, in the conference room.
Right.
Talking back and forth. I was like, how are the corporate games? All she could muster is we finished first place in soccer in our division, but we were the only team in our division.
We participated.
Yeah, it's pretty much as what
so we got the
me.
Participation trophy?
Yes. I asked her how we did in basketball. She did not know. But I know that Big Blue Drew and his daughter scored all the points. There's no doubt.
I mean, Phil Baker didn't drop one in.
I didn't see Phil Baker yesterday when I asked him. He wasn't in the office when I showed up.
Wow.
So I don't know. I don't know. I don't think Nick scored, but he could have. I believe it was just Drew.
Well, if they lost in basketball, Nick was still happy though, right?
Yes. Yeah. Maybe next year.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get him in 3 years. It's okay. It takes time to build.
Yeah. Ty Spalding was looking for Nick.
Was he really?
Friday, he's like, where's that Nick at? That guy that says it's okay to go 16-16. I'm kidding. He wasn't. That would have been funny. Ethan Moore was mad about it when I talked to him yesterday. He wasn't happy.
Yeah, he's buying in, though, for next year.
He's buying – he likes the players. I don't know what he thinks about KP.
Texter says, I bet Biscuit was wearing his Saudi jersey.
Is Biscuit a big live tour guy? Apparently the Saudis are buying everything. Like
Texter says, HBL shoves an opposing player in a handshake line and Blank celebrates it. She wins a gold medal and it's crickets.
That's right. Who she shoved? She did shove. No, she chirped at somebody. There wasn't a shove that I remember. I remember some back and forth bickering, but that's about it.
Oh, man. Texter says, Cal got stung on his tongue.
But you're not finished yet.
That's the exact.
But you're not finished yet.
You sound like me after
But you're not finished yet.
He sounded like me during the UofL-UK football postgame show. Process tried to dump Cal.
I want to come to the World Series.
You can't do that. I'm mad.
Oh, man.
You can't say that, Screamo.
I love how Process was all about, being a renegade until it was time to be a renegade.
Yeah, then he's like, no, you can't do that. He's Mr. Rules.
Texas says Bob was clowning 680. Well, number one, Bob should have went and helped out, did he? I don't know. That's number one.
I didn't see him there.
And number two, then he's going after Nick and his girlfriend.
Yeah, Janet was there.
Yes, she was.
There. She participated. I was stunned to see Lieberman there. I was like, wow, Lieberman.
Yeah, no offense to Lieberman. He must have absolutely nothing else to do.
Right. He just likes.
Speaking of Lieberman.
He's a sportsman. He
TBT,
just likes sports.
You know, yeah. They're doing practice. Yeah. Who was at practice?
He was?
Well, who do you think was at practice? Well, Lieberman's coaching the team.
No, he's coaching the team to watch practice.
Yeah, who do you think was there?
Rummage. Maybe.
It's a good guess.
Maybe.
Another good guess.
Blankenbaker?
No, Blank can't do it. I mean, come on. No, he's been.
What, Diener? He'd be at, if it was a football thing, he'd be at that. I don't know. Yeah, I'm stumped. You? Did you go?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think I could.
I think you could. Yeah, I'd like to see you there.
Kupasan.
Oh, how did I not guess him?
Kupasan.
He should have been my number one guess. Of course he was there.
Kupasan was there.
How does he get into these places?
Well, Dylan's on the team.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Okay, I forgot Dylan.
And he knows Lieberman.
He does know Lieberman. But it's just like they just let Coop in the door. It's like Coop just shows up and just let him in.
It's
Coop just come on in.
The lead was I saw your boy today. Who's my boy? He goes, Shane. And I go, where at? TBT's like, yeah.
Oh, Shane was doing it. Now, he's not on the team, but I guess he's practicing maybe.
He's on the team.
He is on the team?
Yeah.
How did I miss that? I didn't know Shane was on the team. I thought that he wasn't.
He was on with Peter like 3 weeks ago there talking about him joining the team.
I know he's welcome back to the
I'm stunned by this. This is what Cal's done to you, that you're in such a bad spot with Calipari.
I'm engrossed.
That you're missing things that you normally would see and make fun of in some sort of way.
I'm engrossed in Jordan Burks and Joey Hart, this new guy what's his name? Simeon Wilcher. Him. Like, I don't know who that, like, I got to look at every basketball player. I feel like a Louisville fan. I can look at every basketball player, but I'm not going to retweet it with bug eyes. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to sit back and look at this stuff and be sad. I still got to follow this junk. I got to follow junk. This transfer portal junk. It is. It's junk. I'm sick of it. It's absolute junk. Cal is being junk. He is. He's being junk right now. It's junk Cal. You know he doesn't like Jordan Burks. You know he can't stand Jordan Burks.
Joey Hart.
I don't know if he's there yet or not.
Streamo, like him being on his campus. It's a small little Central Indiana white guy.
I know. And this is Cal's going in on him. I know. It's the same guy that recruited John Wall. Joey Hart. He'll be on the team.
Joey Hart's going to
fear nothing.
He's going to put out, I want to be in the next long line of guards from Kentucky that go to the NBA.
I'd take C.J. Frederick back over Joey Hart. That's how down I am. I'd welcome C.J. Frederick back right now, and I can't stand that guy.
I love John
probably my least favorite Kentucky Wildcat player of all time, C.J. Frederick.
Oh, stop
it. He is
it.
Number one on my list.
No, he's not.
100% he is, Andy.
That's when he was injured. He wasn't a bad guy.
He never played.
Listen,
he did nothing.
To me, he would be one of the more frustrating, but you can't dislike him that much.
Sorry. I do. It's just, I don't know. Every time, even when he played, he didn't do anything.
Did you call Nick's girlfriend Janet?
Is it Jeanette? Sorry. Sorry, Nick. Jeanette. I've met her like 5 times. I hope I didn't call her Janet to her face. I always called her Jeanette.
I'm not going to read that one. That one's good. Text her, what else is Coop going to do since Churchill Downs closed down? Yeah, I saw they did that.
Diener called in Friday. He had to break it down for us.
Yeah, I heard he wasn't that angry. I don't like that.
He really wasn't.
Yeah, well, then I don't. That's not. That's
yeah,
not right.
He wasn't
right.
Mad. Yeah, he was
that's
just
not right.
Like, hey,
well, we got the government involved, so now you got to. I mean, there you go.
Oof, that's never good.
You wanted this involved.
Yeah,
you guys got it.
Yeah, you don't want the government.
We're
only
going to race 2 more days on it.
It'll be fine. Well, Saturday
you
and Sunday
might
will
die
be good.
If you go on that track. But we're going to run for 2 days.
It's the Stephen Fosters that they had to run the Stephen Foster.
And I'm not even blaming Churchill. I'm saying they're laying on the sword the way Louisville and Chuck Smart tried to.
Just shut it down and come on in. Let's go.
What's Coop going to do? He's going to go to the I don't know where he's going to go. He's going to gamble on it somewhere.
He can come over here on, what's that place, the Winning Circle?
Yes, he can. Go to the Winner's Circle.
Yeah, Winner's Circle. Yeah, puff a cigarette, do some horse betting. Oh, yeah.
He's not a cigarette guy.
He's not. No, he's not.
No, he's not.
But it would be funny if I did see Coop smoking a cigarette.
Oh, I'd love to.
Walk in the smoking side. That's one of the last bastions of smoking side.
That's Southern
non-smoking.
Indiana.
Yeah, it's great. I love that place.
A good smoking side.
Yeah, we need to go back and do a remote there. That was fun.
437-9680. I'm not going to read that one. Boy, Nick's taking some shots today.
Nick Valentine.
I ain't hating on Nick if they came in last at the corporate games.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know much about it at all, and I was going to be out of town anyway.
Right.
But I didn't know much about it at all.
I just saw the pictures on Twitter.
I know very, very little about it now.
Yeah, Avery updated me on it yesterday, and that was basically it. That's all I did. I saw Big Blue Drew with a sleeveless shirt on with muscles.
Who was the ringer? James, do you have any idea? Can we find out from somebody who? I mean, what company had ringers?
Yeah. Like,
what I'm trying
sure,
to ask.
But Nick posted a lot of pictures on Twitter.
Gotcha. Well, I muted Nick a little bit too.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I was getting all these V Show podcast links in my feed.
Right, you're like, what? Another one?
5 hours after the show.
This is from May 5th.
Taxer, does Rig hate CJ Frederick more than Shaedon Sharpe?
Ooh. CJ tried to play.
No, you blamed Cal for Shaedon Sharpe, and you blamed Shaedon Sharpe's crew.
Yeah, no, that's
his
fair.
Friends and family.
I never saw
and hanger-ons.
No, I would say that out of the two of them,
it's
CJ Frederick
no,
more.
It's
yeah, it is CJ because
no.
I mean Shaedon Sharpe at least had the ability to play. I don't
it's
think CJ Frederick.
There's
played.
No doubt about. It. Well, I agree with
I
that.
I don't think he played.
And we won't see this year because no one has watched Cincinnati basketball since Bob Huggins was there.
Watched it last year. Played him.
Well, there you go.
That's
one
the last
game.
Time. Yeah, one
That's
game.
The last time. And before then, I have no idea when. Maybe I went to a Cincinnati game, the one where Siva had the jumper to win the game, and it missed and everything else.
Oh,
so,
there
whatever.
You go.
SonatrolKY.com, Sonatrol of Louisville, the highest rated security company in Kentucky. We've been telling you about them for months. A local business, a family-owned business, more than 35 years in this area. It's Sonatrol, and with so many vacations going on right now, you want to keep your home and your family safe. You want to keep your business, your employees, and yourself safe as well. Don't wait until it's too late. I mean, don't wait until you get robbed, until you have an issue. Get that personalized service of Sonatrol, whatever fits your needs. It's not, it's tailored to you. That's what it is. It's not a cookie cutter system. It is tailored to what you need at your home or place of business. 966-8999. If you want to talk to a person, 966-8999 online, SonatrolKY.com. On the other end, Baby Gronk. I'll explain next.
Metro College is a program that helps students pay for tuition, and I didn't believe it. You have to work third shift 5 days a week. It's a great and rewarding thing when you graduate. I would do it all over again, just like I just did.
You know those buddies who magically become medical professionals when you're not at the top of your game? The ones who say,
"Come on, muscle through it."
But then also say,
"Hey, you should probably see my specialist."
Or surgery or pain meds. It's almost always false, false, and false. Athletico's physical therapists, the same therapists who work with professional athletes, can tackle those little aches and pains from the start before they become big ones. So next time, don't believe everything you hear. Instead, start with Athletico. Schedule your free assessment at athletico.com.
I'm now for the take with Andy Sweeney.
You love Louisville Radio. I love
do.
It.
I've fallen in love. I have.
I know you have.
I listen to all these podcasts now. Listen to it live. It's like
you
it's
don't consume
like
any UK stuff.
And James Strebel.
No, you don't.
You don't consume any.
I was at KSR on the way over so I could listen to Cal. But every once in a while, I'll pop on that KSR podcast.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Oh boy, bunch of college journalists. It's an odd way to put that. A bunch of dudes who follow college sports are about to get angry.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay.
They're about to get angry.
Oh, some breaking news? Something
I
happened?
Mean, not a huge deal, but Big 12 basketball coaches are in favor of UConn to the Big 12. And UConn is absolutely in the mix right now as an all-sports addition to the Big 12. And obviously, I don't care about that at all.
Right, but it's college basketball.
Well, no, it's college basketball, but it's also Strieble. I mean, UConn was praised by everybody about how they went back to their roots.
Yeah.
They're back to their roots,
yeah,
and they went... Yeah, they went
Big
back.
East.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They went back to the Big East.
Yeah, absolutely. And now they're going to lead the Big East in the dust.
To go get football again. Is Randy Edsall there?
That's a great question. I know the last time I thought about UConn football was I was like, oh, Randy Edsall's going back to UConn football. That's the last time I thought about it.
I think it's still him.
Is it still him? Okay. It was UConn that had the fair catch that wasn't correct against Louisville.
Say that again.
Was it when Louisville played UConn? They had the fair catch.
Yes,
but then they allowed it.
Yes.
Him to return.
I believe
touchdown.
So. Yes,
I think it was UConn.
Oh goodness,
yeah.
It had to be right.
It was UConn. Yeah, it was a bad loss. Yeah, it was a bad loss.
All Cantrell hooking us up. Jim Mora Jr. is the UConn coach.
Jim Mora Jr. Really? Wow. What? He coached the – wait, hold on a second. Then he was the Falcons coach at 49ers, right?
Yeah.
Now he's at UConn?
Well, yeah, it's Jim Mora Jr.
What a fall.
He's at UCLA as well.
He was at UCLA. What a fall. You go from the NFL to UCLA to UConn? Ugh. That's terrible.
He might be in the Big 12 in a couple years.
He might be. He might be in the Big 12 with Sonny Dykes. He might be.
Leave Sonny Dykes alone. I like Sonny
Dykes. No, he's a good coach. He went to the national championship game. I got nothing against
Sonny
Dykes.
You'd rather have him over Stoops, right?
I don't know. He had some lean years.
There it is.
No,
he
was terrible at Cal.
Yeah.
He didn't do a damn thing.
He's not terrible anymore.
No, he's not anymore. Well, I mean, okay, he wasn't terrible last year. And TCU's a much better football spot than Cal.
All right, so James, cut this. I don't believe I've heard it. Very important meetings today. This is Issel Louie on Joey Hart, okay?
Okay.
Doesn't Joey Hart look like he grew up in Indiana and his name is Joey Hart?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. If you've never seen these guys, Avery, you know exactly. Perfect. Okay, close your eyes, picture in your mind. What does Joey Hart look like? Ready? Does he look like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's exactly what I saw.
He's not a bad-looking guy. I want to be clear.
Yeah, no, yeah. He's not a bad-looking guy, but he looks like a Joey Hart.
Whoa. How about that?
Well, I need some Issel. Does the second one have Issel? Jay, I need Issel.
I think Issel's disgusted. He's too disgusted.
Is he too disgusted?
To speak.
Yeah, second one has Issel.
That's what he thinks. He don't want to talk about Joey Hart. He doesn't. I know. Neither do I, Dan.
It's beneath Issel to talk Joey Hart.
It is. Did you see? I know you're away. Did you see Dan miss the free throw in Denver?
I was going to bring it up. Did anyone have any guts around here?
Oh, I talked about it on Friday with Ty Spalding.
Well, I mean, you called a failure?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
No, absolutely. I did. No, I called Big Iss out on missing
did
the free
Did you
throw.
Really? You
I
called
did.
Big Iss out?
I did. I was like, what is this? I can't believe Dan Issel.
It was flat.
I know he's...
It's a flat free throw.
It was a flat free throw. It just went...
Looked like you're coached by Cal there, Big Iss.
not Rupp.
That ain't Rupp.
Rupp hit his free throws.
Yeah.
Rupp players hit their free throws.
How dare you?
No, we did. We discussed it on Friday. We tried to play the sound, but it didn't
translate.
Well,
I mean, no. It was people booing Issel.
They booed. Yeah, the boos didn't come through.
They booed him.
They
booed
him.
They should have.
They booed him. He went out there. I think it was the first free throw of the game. It was like an honorary thing.
Yeah, but
he shot it and he missed it.
Yeah, but okay. So here's my problem with that. You want to know my problem with that?
No, okay.
I mean, that's setting Issel up to fail. A little bit,
yeah. But I mean, look, he's in his 70s. It's difficult for him to make that shot.
I understand,
but...
If Issel threw a first pitch...
Yeah.
If he did a first pitch and it skipped...
Hit the ground, hit the dirt, skipped a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it'd be whatever, you know?
Sure, yeah.
It's a man in his 70s. It's whatever, okay?
Right.
He did a good job. No, I mean, how many times? I mean, plus, you don't throw a baseball a lot, especially that far.
Sure.
And everything else.
With everyone looking at you?
But.
Free throws, he shot a million free throws.
But that's the thing. If Issel throws a baseball and it skips, and it's like, that's not that great, whatever. But if he misses a free throw, That is much worse.
I agree. No, I'm with you.
Much worse. Issel, did he not want to? Did they ever discuss this? We need to find out. We need to ask Avery if she was awake during the show. We need to ask Avery because we're like, did they?
Did Louis bring it up?
Did he bring it up?
Did he criticize him?
That's the point.
Yeah. Did Louis say, "Hey, Dan, you got to do better than that"?
Is everyone scared? Other than this show to talk about it?
I mean, sure.
Does anyone have any? The first thing I thought was, oh, I missed it.
Yeah.
Like the first, because
then
I
heard the boost.
No, because I thought this was going to be great. Big Is is going to walk up there. He's going to hit the free throw.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
And then they showed the video of him walking up there not hitting the free throw. Avery is here.
Oh, Avery. Okay. Yes. There. Let's go.
All right, Avery. Go ahead.
Oh, my God. Tall people were in the seat.
Hey, Avery.
No, just hello. Let them figure it out. Okay, so what happened? Did you guys call Big Is out for missing that free throw? Did Louie talk about it, or was he nervous?
Yes, we did bring it up. And Dan, he knew that he was going to miss the free throw. But
he knew?
Yes, he knew, because he hasn't shot one since he played. So he told his grandchildren, "I'm going to miss it, but I am not going to airball the ball." So, like, he did, like, he, like, wound up getting it very close to the basket. And then he's like, "All right, when I miss it, I'm going to take my glasses off and I'm going to look through them and squint, make sure they're working and stuff." And so, yeah, that was his whole thing.
So he had a plan. He's playing a joke. He's like, "Hey, I missed a free throw. Are my glasses still working?" Okay,
exactly.
It's not a bad plan by him.
Exactly.
Not
I was wondering what he did when, because I saw the video a few times, and at the end, all you see is his arms go up. I'm like, what are you doing?
So that's what he's doing. He's looking through his glasses.
Right.
Okay, now that makes more sense. He did. He played the old man factor. He's like, I'm an old man. I can't see. I can't make this free throw anymore. It's a good plan by him.
I mean, I love how he hasn't shot a free throw in over 30 years. I'm not sure I believe that.
I don't
that.
Believe
that's,
that.
That's a different story. No one believes that.
Out in the driveway with the grandkids.
Yeah, he hasn't shot one in a full lunatic arena in the NBA Finals.
Yes, but he shot free throws.
Of course he has.
Yes, yeah, so that was an excuse by Issel.
Texter says Big Miss.
No, not Big Miss. You need to tell him that tomorrow, Avery. Call him Big Miss.
Work it in somewhere.
You got to work it in, Avery.
Hey, good morning, Big Miss. You and Louie got to find a way. You have to. Tell Louie Lagerbelly.
Yeah.
By the way, Louie lost weight. He, like, blamed us. Well, now that I don't come into the office anymore. It's like no one asked you to eat all that matzo pie.
No one asked you to
crush 9 wings and canes.
Yeah.
Okay? Settle down, big guy.
When Wing Zone shows up. Yeah,
it's my fault.
Oh, there's Louie drinking some more ranch. It's not our fault that you're drinking a whole thing of ranch.
It's Sweeney's fault. He's chugging ranch again.
Blankenbaker made me eat these wedges. I didn't want to do it, but he made me. I've lost weight, finally. Now I can eat salads at home. Mother just makes me salads.
All right, Avery. Thank you. Unless you have something else. Yeah.
The blue shirt he was wearing.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a Nugget shirt, right?
Yes, it was Nuggets. Yeah. He was required to wear Nugget blue in order to, like, do the things.
Okay. There you go.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Fair
All
enough.
Right. Well, thank you,
Avery.
You're welcome.
Big Miss.
That's pretty great, Big Miss.
All right, you killer Mike before something happens there.
Yeah. Avery, good morning, honey. Good morning, Big Miss. What?
Texas says, is Rig challenging Dan to free throws? I mean,
that'd be great. I
beat Luke Hancock in a 3-point contest. No reason to believe I can't beat Dan Issel in free throws.
I think we should.
I got no problem with that. I would set that up.
Absolutely.
Well, you're not going to set it
up. I wouldn't set it up, but if someone else set it up, I'd show up. I'd shoot free throws against Dan Issel.
We're getting texts a lot of this over the last hour. North Carolina signee Simeon, is it Wilcher?
Wilcher.
He's a 4-star guard in the 23 class. He's requested his release out of his national letter of intent. Why are people sending this to us?
I get the thought, and I followed up on this, and it's already on the House of Blue. It's Big John's going to go to work now.
Who, this guy?
Apparently, Andy. That's what people are saying. And I mean,
you don't need another.
I know we don't need another guard. I know.
Freshman four-star guard.
I know we don't. I know. They need a big. And that's why I didn't entertain it.
I can't even look at this.
It's terrible. No, they're – I mean, his offers weren't bad. I mean, he ended up at North Carolina, offers Nebraska, Auburn, Connecticut, DePaul. But just like you said, they don't need another freshman guard. They need a veteran big. Like, that's the number one thing they need. And people are pivoting to this. Like, this is going to turn the tide. Simeon Welcher is going to turn the tide, Andy. That's what I was saying. I got to look at every single
one of
these.
I don't know if anyone thinks
people.
That. It's just people are sending it to us, and it's just now
they do think
Kentucky people are doing the Louisville thing.
It's Kentucky people. Exactly.
That's what it is.
It's not Branham. It's nobody like that. No, and on the House of Blue, there's a thread that says Simeon Welcher right now.
You know what? Why don't
people
you?
Are
no,
talking
you know
about
what?
It.
Right now, dive in the House of Blue during the break.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break in like 5 minutes. No, dive in. And say you guys sound like Louisville fans wanting every single player in the offseason.
Yeah.
Anytime anyone and then in you know with you know doesn't matter the value, now you got to want the player.
Yeah.
And hit him with the shame on you guys. And tell him I sent you that.
Shame on you. This came from Andy Sweeney.
Tell him Andy Sweeney said shame on you for lowering the standards.
Yeah. Well,
you bums.
Most people are dismissing it.
Okay.
As, like they're like laughing at it. Like this isn't it. People are saying he's in Alabama. Like this isn't even a thing to entertain. He's going to go to Alabama. That's what people are saying. No, people are like revolting against this.
Texas says they would have won the tug of war if Rig was at the corporate games.
Probably. I'd be the anchor on the back of the rope. I just lean back.
Oh,
I haven't played tug of war in forever. I'd like to play a little tug of war.
Texas says someone mentioned Coop. I legit saw him jogging near Ballard yesterday.
Really,
dude? Coop was not jogging anywhere.
He doesn't jog.
He said he had his master's hat on. He was not jogging.
I do believe he had his master's hat on. He's probably strolling, a little stroll.
Texas says, "Hey, Strieble, you got Saul Smith, Devin Askew, Ryan Harrow, Shaden Sharp, and you pick C.J. Frederick."
Absolutely. Yeah, because I was told he could shoot, and he never could shoot. Like, Devin asked you could tell right away, like, he stunk. And, like, and the people, like, the basketball.
Right, like, right away.
Like, right away, like, okay, he's not good.
Yeah, like, he can't dribble.
And I didn't hate Saul Smith the way other people hated Saul Smith. And Ryan Harrell was just, like, he just quit the team. And, like, the disaster that team wasn't 100% on him, but he was very annoying. But, no, C.J. Frederick, every time he came in, oh, here comes C.J. Frederick, watch out. He didn't do anything. He never played. He never shot. And I had to hear people, the basketball bidding lineup, you got to put it out there with C.J. Frederick. He changed. The game, he stretches the floor. Like, no, he doesn't. He just misses. All he shot 48% in Iowa, came to Kentucky, didn't do anything. No, it's C.J. Frederick.
Texas says the kid was Mbaku's teammate. Go get him, Woody. Yeah, I agree. Go get a little four-star, Woody. Do what you got to do.
I need one more player.
Go get
player.
A little four-star guard, yeah. Woody. Do what you got to do.
Yeah, it's from New Jersey. I think it's another thing that linked him to Kentucky. He's like a Camden dude, like New Jersey guy.
Texas says Mora Jr. fell to the head coach of UConn from the NFL. Little Liam fell from the NFL to a second stint in Amish land. Settle down, big boy.
I know who that is. I know exactly who that is. Well, Jeff Brom went to the big from the he fell from the Big Ten to the little old ACC that no one gives a damn about in college football. He was in the Big Ten championship last year and decided to go clean up Sat's mess. That's the kind of bum you got in Brom.
Texter says 105.7's not playing the take. It's playing an opera song. Like Shawshank.
Oh, really?
Like Shawshank, where Andy Dufresne puts the Italian
While he's in the warden's office. He locks the office.
Yes,
he plays
does.
The music. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Maybe it's like one of those things where, like, sometimes where you have, like, a weak signal and you drive and, like, all of a sudden another station bleeds in. That's probably what's going on.
Thank you.
If I were to guess.
Or just might be messed up and it's playing
opera. Or it could be messed up. Yeah, and it's playing
opera.
I'm not,
yeah. Yeah, I'm not playing a little against that.
A little Botticelli. No, he was the artist. He's Botticelli was an artist.
Oh,
I can't. The three tenors. I don't know who they are.
James, do you know who the three tenors are? Or is that Will?
I think it's Will.
Yeah,
it's gotta be Will. He's scared to eat.
Yeah,
I do not.
He should be.
There they are.
Is it Jose Carreras? Luciano Pavarotti.
Pavarotti, that's what I was thinking of. Pavarotti.
Placido Domingo.
Now, Placido Domingo.
Placido?
Yeah, Placido Domingo. Those are the three tenors, yes.
I'm sorry if that sounded very Kentucky. I did that.
I was thinking of, I don't know why I said Botticelli. I was thinking of Pavarotti. Yes, that's who I was thinking of. Maybe he's singing on 105.7.
Ty Spalding saying 105.7's playing a song over and over.
Oh, no, that's not good. The same song on repeat. An opera song.
Well, now I need someone to find out.
Yeah.
Someone turn their radio up on 105.7 and Shazam that so I know what song it is. And we'll play the same song on 680.
Yeah, so that it'll be the same across the platforms. Yes. Yes.
I want Domingo.
I want Placido Domingo.
I'm not moving until I find out.
Thank you, Ty Spalding, for alerting us to that
fact. Thank you to Ty Spalding. Yes, it saved me another segment not having to talk about the Live Tour.
we keep pushing that back. Is that Jim Nantz? I see Jim Nantz on your computer screen.
It is
there
Jim
he
Nantz.
Is. Yes, the man himself.
Yes, it is.
No more Masters for Jim Nantz.
No, it's the Final Four.
No, it's the Final Four. Yeah, he'll still be the Masters. The final four.
He'll
Sorry.
Be fine.
He'll be at, no, he's, he'll, he will be fine. Absolutely. I like Jim Nantz.
Do you
like,
really?
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't like Jim Nantz?
Oh, there's people. You
there are people
me?
That don't like Jim Nantz?
Oh, of course there's people that don't like Jim Nantz.
Well, why? He does a fine job. I have no idea.
Really?
Well, yeah, no, you're right. There are people out there that don't like certain things for whatever reason. I can see people not liking Jim Nantz.
Okay, there you go. 437-9680, that's the UPS Jobs text line. We'll take a break. Again, find me that song and we will play it.
Yeah, whatever this is.
Placido Domingo. Placido Domingo. And we'll do that on the other end. Louie agreed with me today. He's like, it needs to be, and you need to talk about it. He basically scolded me to say you need to bring it up again.
Really?
That's what Louie told me. We'll bring it up again. So we'll do that. Yeah, we'll do it next.
Scolding from Louie.
I guess we got to talk at least a second about this Live PGA.
Yeah.
People get jacked up about this. So
there's some
we'll do that. 437-9680. And give us that song, please. And we'll do that next here on ESPN Louie.